福音第四章。
Well, let's just turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 4.
刚刚弟兄提到，这是我们非常熟悉的一段故事，主耶稣受试探。
As our brother just mentioned, this is a very familiar story to us when the Lord Jesus was tempted.
马太福音第四章第一节到第十一节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼试探。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry.
那试探人呢，近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.
耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God."
魔鬼就带他进了圣殿，叫他站在殿顶上。
Then the devil took him into the holy city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple.
对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说。”主要为你吩咐他使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
And said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone.
耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Jesus said to him, On the other hand, it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国以万国的荣华都指给他看。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
对他说：“你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。”
And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me."
耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。”
Then Jesus said to him, "Go, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only."
于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and began to minister to him.
在路加福音那里说，魔鬼是暂时离开他。
In Luke, it says the devil temporarily left him.
那意思是说，魔鬼以后有机会了，要继续来试探主耶稣。
It implies that later on,The devil has further opportunities to come and tempt our Lord Jesus.
好，现在我们再翻到雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
第一章十三节。
James chapter 1 verse 13.
人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
But no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone.
再读一节，我刚刚弟兄在祷告的时候就想到这一节，在希伯来书第四章第十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15.
因为我们大祭司并非不能体恤我们软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin.
他凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
He was tempted as we were, but he did not sin.
请弟兄们有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
所以我们感谢你，早晨你在。吸引属乎你的儿女们一同聚在你的跟前。
Oh Lord, we thank you that once again you have gathered all those who belong to you.
我们愿意在一天的聚会服事里面把赞美感谢再次献在你的面前。
Through all today's services, we once again give you all the glory and honor and praise.
因为每次能够来到你面前，都是你恩典所做成的。
Because every time we gather, it is all because of your grace.
因此，我们愿意在这里再次把我们内心的感谢，献在你的脚前。
Once again, we offer up our thanksgiving from the bottom of our hearts before you.
但在保险护庇底下来，悦纳我们所有侍奉。
And that under your precious blood, you would be pleased with all of our service.
也在这里，我们能够常常能够听见你的话。
and that here we would be able to hear your voice. And that you would reveal your will to us.
That
here on earth, when we receive your word, we would receive your light.
And
that we would know how to walk our path here on earth.
We all
look up to you. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我想, 仍然愿意和弟兄姊妹来看, 马太福音。
I wanted to look together with the brothers and sisters the book of Matthew.
我们上次提到说, 当耶稣出来的时候, 他乃是在旷野传天国的福音。
Last time when we shared that John the Baptist, when he was in the wilderness, he shared of the gospel. Of the kingdom of heaven in the wilderness.
约翰在那里说, 天国近了, 你们应当悔改。
He says that the kingdom of heaven is near, so you should repent.
所以我们就看见有许多人, 他们就到约翰那里要受约翰的洗。
So many people went to where John the Baptist was to be baptized by John.
因为他们在那里要承认他们自己的罪。
Because there they would admit of their sins.
所以圣经也告诉我们说, 约翰他是传悔改的洗。
So the Bible tells us that John's baptism is the baptism of repentance.
什么是悔改呢?
What is repentance?
悔改不仅是认自己所做的事情不对, 是错的。
It's not only that you admit that what you did was wrong.
悔改呢,是说到一个人心思的一个改变。
It tells of a complete change within a person.
这个悔改呢,是说他预备要接受要来那个天国的王。
It says that a person is willing to accept the King of Heaven who is coming.
他们要接受 是耶稣传的那个王来接受他来管理他来管理我们
to receive the king that John the Baptist was preaching to be our ruler
让天国能够临到人的中间
that the kingdom of heaven would come down among men
我说让天国能够住在人的心中
that the kingdom of heaven would dwell within men's hearts
这个就是一个真正悔改
this is a true repentance
所以当施洗约翰在传为人施洗的时候，我们看见耶稣也来到他面前。
So when John the Baptist was preaching, we see that our Lord Jesus also went to him.
约翰想要拦阻他。
And John wanted to stop him.
说我当受你的洗，你怎么反倒上我这里来呢？
John the Baptist said to the Lord Jesus, "I should be baptized by you. Why did you come here?"
耶稣说：“你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”
This is to fulfill the righteous requirements of the law.
为什么耶稣他需要受约翰的洗呢?
Why does John the Baptist have to receive the baptism?
他是一个无罪的人。
Why does he have to receive the baptism of John the Baptist? Because the Lord Jesus was without sin.
但那一天主他站在一个人子的地位上，他承认人是有罪的。
At that point, he was standing in the position as the Son of Man, understanding that men had sinned.
所以人需要悔改,
so that men had to repent.
人需要相信福音, 转回归向神,
that men had to accept the gospel and return to the Lord.
这样就是显明神的公义,
so this demonstrates the righteousness of God.
所以罗马书一开头告诉我们说神的义正在这福音上显明出来。
So in Romans it says, for in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
所以当耶稣在那里, 站在人的地位上来受洗的时候,
so when the Lord Jesus was in the position of man receiving the baptism,
他当然表明神是公义的,
he's demonstrating that God is righteous.
所以约翰就许了他, 就为他施洗,
so John the Baptist baptized our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见主耶稣当他愿意站在人的地位, 他甘心降卑自己的时候,
so when the Lord Jesus was there, he was willing to humble himself.
当他从水里上来的时候呢, 天就为他打开了,
and when he came out of the water, the heavens were opened for him.
在那里, 神的灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上,
the Spirit of the Lord came down as a dove upon him.
圣灵在那高他, 立他做王的一个身份,
and there the Holy Spirit anointed him and gave him the right to be king.
让他说话行事带着圣灵的一个权柄,
so that all he did and said had the power of the Holy Spirit.
并且天在那里也 向他说话, 住在那里为他做见证说, 这是我爱子,
so while he was there, the Lord himself testified, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
我们知道当人犯罪以后, 天就向人关闭了。
We know that when men sin, the heavens are closed to them.
人不知道怎样回到天的这条路上。
Men do not know how to return to this path to heaven.
虽然先知以西结他也曾在异象当中看见天开了。
And the prophet Ezekiel saw that the heavens were opened.
但是他当然没有让我们看见怎么样人能够回到天这条路。
But he could not see how men could return to this path to heaven.
但是主耶稣现在来，这个天开了，让我们看见原来他就是通天的那条道路。
But when our Lord Jesus came, the heavens were opened, and we see that He is the path to heaven.
那紧接着第四章，那就告诉我们，主受圣灵的引领，他来到旷野受魔鬼试探。
So in verse 4, we see that Lord Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
主耶稣为什么需要受魔鬼的试探呢？并且是圣灵在引领他。马可福音告诉我们，是圣灵催逼他，催促他到旷野去。
So why does Jesus have to be tempted by the devil? Because the Spirit led him into the wilderness. And in Mark it says,
我们刚读雅各书那里告诉我们说，人被试探不可说我被神试探。
And we just read that in James it says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God.
因为神不能被恶试探，神也不试探人。
For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone.
我们知道神只给人试炼。
We know that God only tests people.
而试探呢是出于恶者魔鬼。
But temptation is from the Satan, the evil one.
虽然在恶者外面来看好像有很多相似的地方。
Although it seems that the evil one is present in many places.
但是他源头目的是不一样的。
But the source is different.
神试炼人乃是为了除去人的一个掺杂。
God tests people to remove impurity from them.
使人更依靠神自己。
So that men would be more like God himself.
但是撒旦试探人呢，乃是要叫人犯罪，远离神。
When the devil tempts people, it is to tempt them into sin, to be further away from God.
为什么在这里会被受试探？因为他是站在人这个地位上。
So why is the Lord Jesus being tempted here? Because he is standing on a position as a man.
为什么圣灵引他到旷野来受魔鬼试探？
So why does the Spirit lead him into the wilderness to be tempted?
我们知道当主来到地上的时候，神要借着他开始一个恢复的工作。
We know that the Lord sent our Lord Jesus to earth to begin a recovery work.
他在那要成全神那永远救赎的工作计划。
He is to accomplish the eternal will of our Father.
但是魔鬼他在那要做一个拦阻的工作。
But the devil is there to try to block that.
在那要破坏神的旨意。
To try to interfere with the Lord's will.
所以神就借着耶稣要来对付魔鬼。
So the Lord sent Jesus to oppose Satan.
因为作为人子耶稣，他是女人的后裔，他要当蛇的头。
Because the Lord Jesus is the son of the woman that will bruise the head of the snake.
所以这个是为什么圣灵把他引到旷野，因为在这里神有一个特别目的在。
So that's why the Spirit led the Lord Jesus into the wilderness. He had a specific purpose to accomplish.
借着他受试探，胜过魔鬼试探，在那里破坏魔鬼的一个诡计。
Here he was to overcome the devil and defeat one of his schemes.
所以同样，我们这些蒙恩的儿女，我们这些被称为天国子民的人。
So all of us who are children of God, who belong to the heavenly kingdom.
当蒙恩得救以后，面对的世界也给我们许多的试探。
When once we are saved, the world itself often tempts us.
那么我们怎么样才能够胜过试探呢？
So how can we overcome this temptation?
我们可以从主耶稣受试探这个过程里面，我们看见一些原则。
We can see some ways through how the Lord overcame his temptation.
我想在地上受我们受试探是免不了的。
The temptation we face here on earth is numerous.
因为这个世界是在恶者的辖制底下。
Because the world is under the control of the evil one.
虽然我们受试探，但是我们知道那个胜过试探的秘诀在哪里。
We know the secret to overcoming. We know where the secret to overcoming.
所以我们要看耶稣到底他是怎样胜过魔鬼的试探。
How did our Lord Jesus overcome temptations of Satan?
当我们看耶稣受试探这件事情呢，我们就想到始祖他也曾受过试探。
When we face temptation, we remember that our Lord Jesus himself also faced this temptation.
我们知道当初始祖亚当夏娃他们是在伊甸园里面受试探。
And we know that Adam and Eve suffered temptation in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸是一个非常美好的一个环境。
And Eden was a paradise.
不像主要是在这个受试探的一个环境呢，是一个旷野。
Where the Lord Jesus suffered temptation was a wilderness.
是一个很艰难困苦的一个环境里面,
a very difficult situation.
并且他是禁食了40天以后,
and not only that, he had fasted for 40 days.
他不像亚当是生活在那个伊甸园那是个非常快乐园子里面,
he wasn't like Adam where in the Garden of Eden where it was peaceful.
所以我想可能当那天亚当夏娃受试探的时候他们一定是吃得非常好吃得饱饱的。
So I have no doubt that the day Adam and Eve were tempted that they had eaten very well, were very full. That after they had eaten, they had nothing to do, so they were just, you know, walking in the garden. And at that point, the devil went to tempt them.
So this makes us see that the two people who were tempted, their situation is completely different.
So we know that these two instances of temptation are completely different.
我想亚当之所以会失败，可能就是因为他是在那个非常舒适的环境里面，所以人就放松了，人就失去那个警醒了。
I feel that because Adam was in that very comfortable position, he may have relaxed his guard.
所以魔鬼就利用这个时候来试探人。
And so the devil used that opportunity to tempt man.
但是我们看主耶稣，他在试探受试探的时候，乃是在一个旷野里面，那是很不容易的一个环境里面。
We know that when the Lord Jesus was tempted, he was in the wilderness, in a very difficult situation.
所以这个就让我们看见一件事情。
So let's just see one thing.
为什么蒙恩得救以后，许多神的儿女会遇到一些难处呢？
So why do the children of God meet difficulties right after we believe?
因为神知道，若是人过太舒适的话，人心很容易失去那警醒。
Because the Lord knows that if a lot of time passes, then we will lose our alertness.
So, 蒙恩得救以后，好像不是那么平顺。 神总是给我们难处, 借这些难处, 人知道要来投靠神。
So the Lord Jesus allowed some difficulty to enter our lives so that we would know that we need to rely upon the Lord.
所以我们看摩，当主耶稣他是40天禁食，他已经饿了。
We know that the Lord Jesus had fasted for 40 days and he was very hungry.
可以说他肉身是非常软弱。
We could say that his body was very weak.
所以当人软弱的时候，这就是仇敌攻击的一个机会。
So when we are weak is opportunity for the enemy to attack.
虽然主耶稣他肉身是非常软弱，他肉身有极大需要在那里。
So Lord Jesus' body was very weak. And he had a great need.
但是他在40天禁食的当中，他在以神有一个美好的交通。
But in those 40 days of fasting, he had a good communion with the Lord.
所以他里面是非常警醒的。
So that his spirit within himself was very alert.
所以因着他里面警醒，虽然肉身软弱，所以他能够看见仇敌那个诡计。
So even though his body was weak, but his spirit was alert, so he could see the actions of the devil.
他在那里与神交通的时候，他在寻求前面该走的道路。
He was there communing with the Lord, asking about what he should do.
因为他准备出来开始传道。
Because he was about to begin his ministry.
所以我们可以看见，一个人之所以在试探里面会跌倒失败，就是因为里面失去了警醒的心。
So we see that when we stumble in sin, is that when we lack this alertness within us.
这就是为什么耶稣被钉十字架以后门徒失败跌倒的一个原因。
This is another reason why when Lord Jesus was dying upon the cross, that the disciples fell.
当主耶稣来到客西马尼亚，在那要祷告父神的时候，
when Lord Jesus went to Gethsemane to pray,
他对着跟着那三个门徒说，你们在这里等我，和我一同警醒。
He said to the three disciples that were with him, come pray with me and be alert.
然后主耶稣他就往前去祷告。
And the Lord Jesus himself went forward to pray.
等他祷告回来又看见门徒他们都睡着了。
He came to the disciples and he found them sleeping.
主耶稣就对他们说，总要警醒，免得入了迷惑。
He said that you have to keep watch, otherwise you will be lost.
就是因为门徒他们在那个时刻没有和主一同警醒，所以他们很快他们就跌倒了。Because
the disciples were not alert, they very quickly stumbled.
特别我们看见亚彼得，
especially we see Peter.
他不过是在一个小小的狮子面前，他就站不住了。
Not only he could not stand before a little slave girl.
更不要说若是站在一个有权势的面前，他更是要全身发抖。
Much less to say if he was standing before
he would be shaking.
So when we are not alert, even a little thing would cause us to not be able to stand.
仇敌更不需要用什么大事情来给我们试探来引诱我们。
So we won't need some great temptation to hinder us.
给我们一点好处的话，我们就受不了了。
If we just have this small thing, then we would be unable to overcome it.
但是我们看见主那天他之所以能够胜过魔鬼的试探。
We see our Lord Jesus that day, he was able to overcome. Outwardly, he may seem very weak. But because inwardly, he had this great communion with the Lord. So, therefore, we could see that in those few temptations, the Lord Jesus was able to overcome.
So, 弟兄姊妹, 我们今天也是处在同样一个不容易的环境。
Today, we are also living in a difficult time. And this world is also considered a wilderness. After the Lord was baptized, he immediately went into the wilderness. Right after we believe, we're not immediately lifted up into heaven. We're led into this world, this wilderness, to live out the Christian life. So we can say that this world is a very difficult situation. The Bible tells us that this is a crooked and wicked world. And that the world has many places that tempt us.
所以一个基督徒在这个世界要过一个敬虔的生活，过一个分别为圣的生活是很不简单的，很不容易的。
So for a Christian to live a pure life here on earth is very difficult. And we see in the history of the Israelites is also true. After they left Egypt and escaped from Pharaoh, they crossed the Red Sea. They didn't immediately enter into the promised land, but they entered into the wilderness. And the Bible tells us it was a great wilderness.
那里有火蛇,
and there were fire serpents and scorpions.
那是干旱无水之地,
and there was no water there, and it was a very difficult place.
所以在百姓他们处在这个很不容易环境里面，他们不是在那里跟环境在剥夺而已。
So the Israelites, when they were in the wilderness, they didn't contend with just the environment. They were contending also with the power of Satan. Because Satan is using these difficult circumstances to cause the Israelites to stumble. There, he caused them to complain against God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们处在这个不容易环境当中的时候，我们不是只是跟环境在那边搏斗而已，征战而已。
So when we are entering into difficult situations, we're not just contending with.
好像我们靠自己的毅力可以胜过不容易环境。
It seems like we can overcome difficult situations with our own.
保罗告诉我们说，我们今天不是应该属血气的征战。
Paul tells us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
我们是以那空那个执政掌权者那个。
But against the powers of the forces of darkness.
那属灵气天空掌权者的恶魔，我们在那征战。
Against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
所以我们要从环境里面看见背后谁在那掌权。
So in these situations, we have to look behind and see who is behind all.
我们若只是看见环境，看见外面的事而已，我们就会落到仇敌的网罗里面。
If we only see what's on the surface, we'll fall into the trap of the devil.
遇到一些困难，说我们知道这不是只是一件事情而已，但是后面是不是恶者在那引诱我们，引诶让我们落到那个他权势底下呢？
So when we encounter difficulty, we have to see, is this just some difficulty, or is the devil attempting to make it? So today, many of God's children don't see behind the situation. They only ask, why do all these difficult situations come to me? They don't see that behind these, there's the enemy.
但是一方面，当然我们要看见背后仍有神的掌权在那里，背后有神的掌权。
And then behind that, there is the Lord's power.
若是我们有这样认识的时候，我们就不容易落到那个试探的里面。If
we can see this, we would not fall into the trap.
所以这是主耶稣当时受试探的当时的一个环境。So
this is the situation of the Lord Jesus when he was being tempted.
那我们看看那个他受试探整个内容过程是怎样呢？
So what was the situation of the Lord Jesus when he was being tempted?
头一个就是魔鬼试探他，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，你可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”
The first temptation was, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread."
对一个饿了禁食40天的人，这是一个极大的一个考验。
For someone who had fasted for 40 days, this is a very great temptation.
因为他是处在一个肉身上非常软弱，并且非常有需要的一个时刻。
Because he was in a state of being very weak and in great need.
所以魔鬼就是抓住这个最软弱时刻的时候，他来对他说：“你若是神的儿子。”
So Satan took this opportunity where the Lord Jesus was at his weakest to say, "If you are the Son of God."
但是我们知道第三章末了，神已经在那宣告说：“这是我爱子，是我所喜悦的。”
At the end of chapter 3, we already know that the Lord himself has said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." But here the devil asked him, "If you are the Son of God,
你怎么证明你是神的儿子呢?
How do you prove that you are the Son of God?
你行这个神迹，变石头为食物，那不是证明你是神的儿子了吗？"
Why don't you just cause its miracle to turn the stones into bread? That would demonstrate that you are
the Son of God.
And not only that, it would also solve your physical needs.
为什么不做呢?
Why don't you do this?
所以我们看见魔鬼哪是要叫主耶稣对他自己的身份身位有一个疑惑。
So we see here that the devil is trying to cause doubt in, or
我想这个是魔鬼头一次来试探人的同样一个原则。
I feel that this is the same reason or method that the devil used to tempt man in the Garden of Eden.
总是要叫人怀疑神的心意，神的话。
To cause man to doubt God's word.
现在魔鬼对耶稣说：“你做这件事情，那你不是很显明，就是人家知道你是神的儿子了吗？”
If you do this, won't it be very clear that you are who you are to all the other people?
并且一切需要都得以解决了。
And not only that, all of your needs will be met.
我想这个试探不仅是在旷野里面。
So this temptation is not only in the wilderness.
到最后，我们看主耶稣挂在十字架上的时候。
Also, when the Lord Jesus was hanging upon the cross, the devil used those people that were around him. On that day, when the Lord was hanging on the cross, it was very a state of weakness for him. Because Paul says, because of his weakness, he was hung upon the cross.
So, 就在主耶稣最弱身、最软弱的一个时刻。 那些讥笑的人说：“你若是神的儿子，你可以下来。” So
when he was hanging upon the cross, those who were laughing at him said, "If you are the Son of God, come down off the cross."
你若是神的，你若是以色列王，你可以下来，我们就信了你。
If you are the King of Israel, come down off the cross, and we will believe.
神若喜欢你，你可以依靠神，你就可以下来了。If
God truly blessed you, then you can come down off the cross.
所以我们看魔鬼一再对主耶稣试探说：“你若是神的儿子。”
So here, the devil says, "If you are the Son of God,
你下来, 我们就相信你是神的儿子了。
Come off that cross, and we will believe that you are the Son of God.
但是我们感谢神，主耶稣他没有受这样的试探。
We give thanks to the Lord that our Lord Jesus did not fall into this temptation.
为什么主耶稣能够胜过这些试探呢？
How did our Lord Jesus overcome this temptation?
头一个试探里面，我们看见有两个原则。
We see that there are two.
两个 principle.
Two principles in that first temptation.
三次的试探，主耶稣都是用神的话来对付魔鬼。
In all three temptations, the Lord Jesus used the word of God to counter the devil.
所以让我们看见，在这个试探里面，头一个让我们看见，只有神的话能够胜过试探。
So through these temptations, we can see that only the word of the Lord can overcome these temptations.
因为保罗在以弗所告诉我们说，神的道就是圣灵的宝剑。
Because in Ephesians, Paul says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
在神所赐的全副军装六样里面，只有神的道是为攻击的兵器。
Out of the six items in the full armor of God, only the sword of the Spirit is an offensive weapon.
神的话是我们对付魔鬼一个很重要的一个兵器。
The word of God is a very important weapon for us.
到启示我们看见那些得胜者也是一样。
In Revelations, we see the overcomers are the same.
启示来告诉我们说，弟兄胜过他，就是胜过魔鬼。
We see that.The brethren have overcome him, which is the devil.
因羔羊血和他们自己所见证的道。
By the blood of the lamb and because of the word of their testimony.
就是说，当受试探的时候，魔鬼要叫我们不去依靠神。
And when we are tempted, the devil tries to make us not rely upon the Lord.
让我们觉得神的话不够实际。
To say that the word of the Lord is not effective.
现在要解决你的难处，最简单就是行个神迹。
The easiest way for us to overcome our difficulties is to use.
你可以用自己的方法来解决你所面临到的一些困难。
To try to make us use our own methods to overcome.
解决你肉身上的一切需要。
To satisfy whatever needs that we have.
神的话，现在这个时候对你有什么益处呢？能够解决你什么问题呢
？What is the worth of the word of the Lord today?
主耶稣在那说，经上记着说。经上记着说
，So the Lord Jesus says, as it is written.
所以我们看见一个人熟悉神的话，在对付魔鬼这件事呢，在受试探上是非常有用的。
So we see here that to oppose temptation, the word of the Lord is very effective.
主耶稣在那说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Lord Jesus replied, It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
不错，人活着需要食物。
It is true that men need food to live.
但是更重要呢，是靠神的话而活着。
But even more important is to rely upon the words that come out of God's mouth.
这是主耶稣生活的一个原则。
This is a principle of Christ's life here on earth.
我需要食物，但是我不需要靠着神迹来得到食物。
I need food, but I don't need to rely upon miracles to make food.
我需要食物，但是我不需要靠着自己才能解决这个问题。
I need food, but I don't need to rely upon myself.
我乃是相信依靠神，他会负我一切责任。
I will believe in the Lord and trust that He has responsibility over me.
我相信神应许永远是不落空的。
And I believe that His promises are never empty.
他会顾念我的需要。
He'll provide for my needs.
这个就是主耶稣在登山宝训里面所说的话。
This is what He said.The Mount of Transfiguration.
在山上教训。
On the Sermon on the Mount.
主在那说不要为生命忧虑吃什么穿什么。
There he said, "Don't worry about what you will eat or what you will wear."
因为这是外邦人所求的。
Because this is what the Gentiles.
你们需要的一切，你们天父都知道。
What you need, your heavenly Father knows.
只要先求他的国、他的义呢，这些东西都要赐给你们。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto
you. 这是他的话，这是他的应许。
This is His word. This is His promise.
是活着，我们需要食物。
True, we need food to live.
但是我们看见神也有给我们一些的应许。
But we see that the Lord has given us these promises.
他怎么样供应我们的食物
？How will He provide food for us?
他怎么样解决我们生活上一切需要
？How will He provide for all of our daily needs.
不是凭着我自己的才干能力上面得食物。
Not through my own ability will I make food.
我乃是站在神儿女的地位上，我当先求他国他义。
But I'll stand upon the position as being a child of God, and I will seek His kingdom first.
我知道他应许必应验成就在我身上。
And I'll know His promise will be made manifest in my life.
这是在这个头一个试探里面主让所看见一个原则呢，是神的话，是我们胜过仇敌的一个兵器。
So here we see this principle that the word of God overcomes the temptations of the devil.
第二个，我想也是从这句话看见，主耶稣活在地上乃是为了遵行神的旨意。
And the second principle we see is that the Lord Jesus was on the earth to fulfill the Lord's promises.
他活着不是单靠食物,
he lived not by bread alone.
这个食物不是叫他活着能够遵行父的旨意,
because this food didn't allow him to be faithful
to the Lord's will.
This food wasn't the purpose of his life.
所以希伯来书那也告诉我们说，当主耶稣来的时候，他说。
So in Hebrews it says when the Lord came to this world, He said,
你曾经为我预备的身体,
you have a body you have prepared for me.
我还为要遵行你的旨意,
I've come to be faithful to your will.
这个身体需要食物来维持他的生命,
his body needs food to sustain its life.
但是食物不是叫这个身体只是活着，生命能够继续持续下去而已。
But food only allows the body to continue on.
这个身体有一个更重要的目的呢，是要献上当做祭物。But
this body has a more important purpose to be.
这个身体呢，是为成就神救赎的工作。Because
this body is meant to accomplish the Lord's work of salvation.
这个身体需要食物。This
body needs food.
但是这个身体真正的目的呢，是要遵行父的旨意。But
the body's true purpose is to be to accomplish the Lord's will.
食物不是为了只满足我这个身体上的需要而已。
Food only satisfies the need of the body.
食物呢是叫这个身体能活着，叫活着能够身体来遵行父的旨意。But
the body is to fulfill the work of the Lord.
因为这个身子是为了主，这个身子是为了荣耀神。Because
his body is meant to glorify God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们若是看见我们活在地上这样原则的时候，那我们很容易就胜过魔鬼的试探。
So when we see this principle of life, we can be able to overcome the temptation of the devil.
魔鬼当然要叫我们解决肉身上需要的时候，我们看见不是靠食物，而是靠神的话。
So when we see our need, it's not just for food, but for the word of God.
这个身体活着不是单为了活着而已，这个身体呢是要遵循神的旨意。This
body isn't just to live, it's to pursue the will of the Lord.
那第二个试探呢?
What is the second temptation?
魔鬼就把他带到圣城，把他叫他站在那个殿顶上。
The devil took him into the holy city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple.
人家对他说，你若是神的儿子，你可以跳下去。
And said to him, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down.
因为经上记得说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone.
这是什么一个试探呢?
What kind of temptation is this?
那是叫主站在，好像做一个动作，并且这是一个危险的动作。
It seems to ask him to commit some action, but a very dangerous action.
你若是跳下去了，神会吩咐他使者拖住你。
If you jump, then God will command his angels concerning you.
我们知道魔鬼这句话呢，是引用诗篇91篇的话。
We know here that the devil is using Psalms chapter 91.
主耶稣站在用神的话对付魔鬼，好吧，那我现在用神的话来。 来看看你神的话是不是真的是那么可靠。
The devil seems to be saying, oh, you oppose me with God's word. Let's see if God's word is truly reliable.
你现在跳下去，神的话应许，看是不是能应验在你的身上。
Why don't you just jump and see if God's promises will be true in your life?
但是若是我们去读诗篇91篇的时候，
But when we read Psalm 91,
我们就看见魔鬼他乃是断章取义。
We see that he's taking these verses out of context.
所以弟兄姊妹看见读神的话，我们不能断章取义。
So when we read the word of the Lord, we can't just take small sections.
因为诗篇91篇章啊，一开头就告诉我们。
Because in Psalm 91, in the very beginning, we see.
他说住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
那就是说，当你住在至高者、住在主里面的时候呢，全能者，你就住在全能者荫庇保护的底下。If
you dwell in the shelter of the Most High, you are in the shadow of the Almighty.
因为底下他第二节就告诉我们说
In verse 2 it says,
他说, 耶和华是我的避难所,是我的山寨,是我的依靠,
says, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
怎么我住在全人者荫下保护底下呢?
How do I dwell in the shelter of the Most High?
因为他是我的避难所,是我的山寨,是我的依靠,
because he is my refuge, my fortress, in
whom I trust. 然后第三节以后,他就描述为什么他能够在这里有一个避难所,
and from verse 3 onward, it says how he can have this refuge.
第三节就描述许多危险临到他身上。
From verse 3 forward, it says all the dangers that come upon him.
刚才讲到捕鸟人的网罗,
it says there's the snare of the trapper.
有毒害的一个瘟疫,
and a deadly pestilence.
在那里有黑夜的惊骇,
and there's terror by night.
有白日飞的箭,
and arrows that fly by day.
在那里有瘟疫有毒病会 在充满在你的周围,
and that there's pestilence and destruction around him.
然后讲完这些许多灾难的时候，许多危险的时候,
and when you see all these dangers,
底下说诗人说，因他要为你丰富他的使者在一切所行的道路上保护你。
It says, for he will give his angels charge concerning you.
他们要用手托着你,
and they will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against the stone.
那意思说，若是你住在全，住在至高者的里面, 这些危险就不会临到你身上，它就成为你的保护。
It says, if you dwell in the Lord, then these dangers won't come upon you, because he will protect you.
神没有当然说你从这个高处掉下去，我会用石子来托住你，免得你的脚碰到石头上。
It doesn't say that if you jump off of a high place that the angels will come down and rescue you so you don't The psalmist says, first you must dwell in the Lord.
当你住在主的里面的时候,
if you dwell in the Lord and you face these dangers, then they will not come upon you. Because the Lord is my refuge and my fortress.
你不需要用一种动作、一种行为来证明神的话是不是这样子,
you don't need an action to prove if God's word is true.
你若是真的是住在学习住在主的里面，在一切所行的道路上，他必要保护你。
If you dwell in the Lord and through your daily life, He will protect you.
他不叫你的脚碰在石头上。
He won't allow your foot to strike against the stone.
就是说叫你不至于跌倒失败。
It says that you will not allow you to stumble and fail.
因为一个住在主里面的人，他是在光的底下。
Because one who dwells in the Lord is living in the light.
他在一切所行的道路上，他不会被这些外面事物绊倒。
And he will not be stumbled by all these external things.
自然而然，也许在一些环境里面有些危险、一些灾害，但是我们看见神有需要的时候，他会保护你，负你一切责任。
So there may be some dangers in these situations. The Lord will protect you.
不是在那里用一件事情要证明到底神的话是不是真实的。
It's not to use some action to see if the Lord's word is true.
那是一个试探，那不是一个信心。
That is temptation, not faith.
今天许多神的儿女，他许多所谓的信心都是落到一个试探里面。
Today, many children of God, their faith is actually falling into temptation. It says, if I do this, then God will protect me.
甚至做一些危险的动作，一些事情。
They may do some dangerous thing.
有时候开快车，人家说你不要开太快，危险，出车祸很危险。
Some people would speed very recklessly, and then they'll say, others will say, you shouldn't drive so quickly.
有时候我们常常不会了，神保护我，我是神的儿女，他负我一切责任。
He may respond, but the Lord is watching over me, he'll protect me.
这不是信心，这是拿试探。
This is not faith, this is temptation.
我这里开快车的时候，神是不是你保护我呢？
If I'm speeding, will the Lord really protect me?
不叫发生车祸，不叫命受了伤害。
Will he keep me from a traffic accident or protect me from injury?
什么是一个信心？
What is faith?
信心乃是说我只要学习住在基督的里面。
Faith is, I have to learn how to dwell in the Lord.
我知道这个世界充满许多危险，充满许多网罗，要叫我陷到里面去。
I know that there's many dangers and traps and snares in this world.
但只要学习住在基督的里面。
But as long as I learn to live in the Lord, then I will be under the pinions of
Almighty.
And then, as long as I walk on this
path,
even though there may be some danger or some, then I know that He will protect me. And I will not fear within myself. Because I know He is my refuge. This is faith. So in the second session, we see another principle. Do not try to do something to see if the Lord's word is true. But if we, as long as we learn how to dwell in the Lord, then when these situations arise, we'll know that God's word is true. Because by His word, I am walking. And His word says that we would dwell in the shelter of the Most High. And you will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. As long as I live according to His word, then I will live in Him. Even though this world is filled with many dangers, but because I'm living in Him, then in all that I do, He will protect me.
So in this second test, we see 那个原则呢，是学习住在基督的里面。
So the principle of the second temptation is to learn to live in the shelter of the Most High.
那第三个试探。
And the third temptation,
魔鬼又把他带到一座最高的山上。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain.
在那将世上万国荣华都指给他看。
And showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their glory.
然后对他说,
and he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me.
那就说你若是敬拜我的话,
and he said, if you worship me, then I'll give you all the good things in this world.
你只要服在我的权下,顺服我的话,
if you just fall down before me and worship me, then all these things in the world. And you can enjoy all of the things of this world. We see the last temptation is to cause men to worship Satan, to serve him. So what is the purpose of all of Satan's temptations?
最终的目的是带着一个情形，是人伏在他权下来侍奉他，来敬拜他。
It's to cause men to bow down before Satan, to worship him. All of Satan's temptations eventually lead to this point. As long as you listen to me, then all of your physical needs will be satisfied. As long as you listen to my voice, then your name will be known throughout the world. Lord Jesus here says,
当拜主你的神,
you shall worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. This is the secret to overcoming temptation. Here the Lord Jesus very clearly says that His life is to worship the Lord and serve Him only.
用在我们身上也是胜过仇敌的一个胜过试探的一个大的兵器。
And this principle is also a very powerful tool weapon in our lives.
我们里面要有一个很确定的一个信心把握，我们今天生活目的是为了什么？
We have to have this conviction in ourselves that our lives are for what purpose.
当一个人确定要生活目的的时候，他就知道如何来过生活。
If we are very certain of our purpose in life, then
当他确定他生活目的的时候，他遇到很多事情的时候，他就知道这些事情是不是能够引导我来敬拜神的侍奉他。
Then they will know how to live. In any situation that they meet, they can say, "Is this helping me to serve the Lord?"
这是个关键 key point.
This is the key point.
这一个关键决定面对许多事物的怀疑，遇到一些事情的，我们的态度怀疑是怎么样？
The key point helps us determine our attitude when we see certain situations.
It's
attitude will help us to see if we can overcome the various temptations of the devil.
今天若是我们知道我们今天蒙恩得救的目的是为了什么?
If we know our purpose of our salvation today,
若是我们知道我们基督徒活在地上最主要目的是为了什么?
If we know our purpose as Christians here on earth,
面对许多引诱试探就很容易对付了。
Then we'll very easily be able to deal with all the temptations.
因为那件事情，做那件事情，到那个地方，是不是能够叫我心里更多爱慕主，能够敬拜侍奉他？
Because we'll be able to ask ourselves, if doing this, does it help me to worship the Lord, to serve Him?
以他为我的神。
For Him to be my God.
那一件事情是叫以神更遥远呢，还是能够叫以神更接近？
Is it to help me draw nearer to the Lord or push me further away from Him?
那一件事情是只是解决我生活上一些问题难处而已，还是那件事情能够把我带到主面前来？
Will this only help me solve some problems in my life, or will it help me bring me before the Lord?
看见他是我的主，他是我的神。
To see Him as my Lord and God.
我一生就是认定他是我的主，来服侍他，来敬拜他。
The whole purpose of my life is to recognize Him as God, to serve Him.
所以我们看见整个试探的中心就是在这一点上。
So here we see the center of all the temptation.
这是我们今天面对这个世界环境、仇敌、灾害各种事物来引诱我们，最终也是要达到一个目的，叫我们来敬拜侍奉他。
So the devil's purpose in all the temptation is for us to serve and worship Him.
所以我们看见仇敌、灾害给人许多试探，是为了什么呢？
So what is why does the devil?
今天基督徒面对许多属灵的征战，那个中心是什么呢？
What is the central purpose of all the temptations that Christians suffer?
那中心乃是说到世界王是我们的神，还是主耶稣基督是我们的神？
The question is the ruler of this world our Lord, or is God in heaven our Lord?
是来侍奉这个魔鬼世界，还是侍奉我们主耶稣基督？
Are we to serve the devil of this world?
这个就决定人在试探，在许多环境里面是不是能够站立得住的一个原因。
So this is the reason why people are able or not able to stand.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见这个耶稣所受试探，今天每一件事情仍然是我们每天所要面临的。
So all of his temptations are things that we are tempted by.
因为今天仇敌所要争的是什么呢？
Because what is the war that the devil is waging?
仇敌所要争的就是他是不是能够在人身上得到那个主权。
His purpose is to see if he can take rulership of our life.
从我们蒙恩得救这件事情来说也是一样。
And from the moment we are saved, it is the same.
以色列百姓，他们要出埃及，法老一再不让他们离开，是为了什么？
When the Israelites were leaving Egypt and Pharaoh was trying to keep them, what was his purpose?
那是叫他们一直在他权势底下来侍奉他，来为他效力。
He wanted to keep the Israelites enslaved to him.
只要在他人在他权底下的话，就可以任他摆布。
As long as they were under his power, they would have to serve him.
只要在他权下，他一切好处都可以给你们。
If they were under his power, he can give all the good things to them.
所以我们看见一方面来说，好像以色列百姓他们在埃及好像是实际上做苦工。
So Israel was laboring in Egypt.
但一方面我们可以看他们在埃及也是非常有享受的。
But we, on the other hand, we could also see that they had many things to enjoy in Egypt.
所以为什么他们到了旷野以后，他们还回想埃及的一些好处呢？
Because when they were in wilderness, why would they want some of the benefits they had?
虽然在埃及是苦是苦。
Although their labor was very difficult.
好像有一点也不太自由。
And it seems that they don't have very many freedoms.
但是总的来说还是不错，在那边吃坐在肉锅旁边吃点鱼肉都不需要花什么钱，这是免费的。
That they could just sit by the meat pot and eat meat for free.
所以我们看见的确人只要在这个世界里面呢，的确可以享受到世界一些好处。
As long as a man lives in a world, they can enjoy all the things of the world.
所以这个就也是说到今天人的光景。
It speaks of man's condition today.
人在那边非常辛苦的工作，的确是为了要生活，是为了维持我们那个需要。
We work very hard to satisfy our needs.
人也是觉得实在是很做工作，实在各方面实在很多压力苦楚，实在是说不上来。
And we have a lot of pressures and and in our work, that's just hard to.
但是人为什么还乐意在那环境里面打拼呢?
But why are men still willing to work?
因为总其实还是算不错了，还是有点享受就是的，还是有点享受。
There's still some things to enjoy.
所以许多的打拼都是超过我们的需要。
So many of our difficulties are because of our needs.
因为虽然辛苦，虽然劳累，但是还是其中有些满足，有些得着。
Even though we labor very hard, there's still a few things that we can enjoy.
所以还不愿意脱离那种辖制。So
we're unwilling to lay aside these burdens.
所以这个就是以色列百姓当时的光景。
This was the condition of Israel.
但是今天若是我们看主耶稣做试探这件事情,
But here when we see our Lord Jesus,
我们要看见神拯救的目的是为了什么。
We see God's purpose in salvation.
当我们知道神拯救的目的的时候, 我们就知道如何来面对世界给我们许多的试探引诱。
When we see God's purpose in salvation, we'll be able to withstand temptation.
因为神拯救我们，乃是要我们来侍奉他，以他为我们的神。
Because God saved us so that we can serve Him, call Him our Lord.
这是摩西带以色列百姓要出埃及的时候，一再对法老所说的话。
And this is what Moses said to Pharaoh when he led the people of Israel out of Egypt.
容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
Let my people go so that they may serve me.
容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
Let my people go so that they may serve me.
这是神拯救他们的目的。
This is the reason the Lord saved them.
神拯救他们不是因为他们在受苦，在那边可怜他们，就把他们拯救出来。
The Lord didn't save them out of pity.
不错，神看见他们苦楚，看见他们在那边受压力。
True, the Lord did see their suffering and their pressure.
那还不是神拯救他们真正目的。
But that's not the true reason for Him to save them.
神拯救目的呢，是叫他们不再侍奉法老王。
He saved them so that they would not have to serve Pharaoh.
神拯救目的呢，叫他们从今以后来侍奉耶和华神。
He saved them so that they may, from that day forward, serve Jehovah.
一生来敬拜他，侍奉他。
That their entire lives they would be able to serve and worship Him.
这是第三个试探里面让我们所看见的一个原则。
This is the third principle we see in the third temptation. To be certain of the purpose of our lives.
当拜主你的神,
you shall worship the Lord your God and serve Him only.
当人里面有这样的确认, 有这样的确定,
once we have this certainty within us,
当试探临到的时候,
when temptation comes,
神要为我们开一条路出来,
the Lord will open up a path for us. Because He knows our hearts want to serve Him. He knows that we want to worship Him and then we'll be able to overcome many of the temptations of the enemy. And we'll be able to continue forward with our Lord Jesus. Let our Lord be gracious to us. That He would give us this new light through these words.
好，叫我们在一生的连日里面，更能够活出他心意所要我们活的生活。
That our entire lives will be able to live according to His will.
请弟兄们那边祷告。
Let's ask for a word of prayer.
所以我们愿意把这些话再次澄清在你面前。
Lord, once again, we lift up these words before you.
巴不得仍然，借着这些话在圣灵里面再次向我们说话。
That through these words, you would speak to us through your Holy Spirit.
好，叫我们的信心仍然是建立在你的应许话语的根基上。
That our faith would be based upon your words.
叫我们今天行走在这个旷野可怕的一个世界当中。
That though we're walking through this terrible wilderness of this world,
我们仍然以你的话为我们信实的粮食。
That your word would be our guide.
因为你的话永远是安定在天，永不改变。
Because your word will never change.
在心靠你的身上，就显何等真实，何等宝贵。
We know how precious and true your words are.
巴不得这些话继续在我们生活里面来引导我们。
May your words continue to guide us in our lives.
我们把一切荣耀赞美归给你，听我们祷告。
All the glory, honor, and praise to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Peace to our prayer in the Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.